Let us begin this service by singing number 402. The stanzas 4 and 5. 402. No human power delights him, no earthly pomp or pride. He loves the meek who fear him, and in his love confide. Number 402, the fourth and the fifth stanza. We shall now read to you from God's holy word, the Gospel of Luke, the 22nd chapter, and we commence at verse 24. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. Here Davids have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, goes into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, when I send you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. Then said he unto them, but now, he that has a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you, that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. And he came out and went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him thus far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and richly multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord, it has pleased thee in thy long suffering and in thy mercy to spare us together, that we have still a place at thy footstool. So many other ones, even one out of some families amongst us, taken away by the hand of death. And we are still in the land of living and in the day of salvation. And notwithstanding the bad weather, we have in this evening still an opportunity to come round about thy word and eternal testimony. And if now the church is our home and our house, oh then, Lord, if that is in truth and uprightness, then we shall receive something, some time from thee. Because thou hast promised in thy word, where two or three are gathered in my name, I come in their midst, and I will bless them. Oh, that those that are gathered with us, that they came here in this evening with a need in the soul, with a desire in the heart, that it may please thee to speak to the soul and to reveal thyself unto them. We are living in an empty world, and it is all emptiness, all that there is outside of thee. There is no satisfaction. And what a blessing if we become a stranger, an alien, here in this world. And more, that we are realizing that it is here not our home, but that we have another desire, and that our heart is going out to something else, to see the beauty that's king in his beauty, and to be united with him by faith, and to find in him everything for our empty, for our wretched, and for our poor soul, necessary to live in comfort and to die in peace. O Lord, that it was in thy favor that we were gathered in this evening, that it was a moment, an evening, an hour, that we never could forget in our life. And that it may please thee to open thy word and testimony that speaks about the suffering of Christ, where he had trodden the winepress alone, and not one of the nations was with him. Oh, that he, that excellent person, and also the fullness of his ministration, that it became valuable to our soul, precious to our heart, and that at the end of this sermon and of our gathering, that one as well as the other, that because there is for thee nothing too wonderful, that he could say is all together lovely, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Lord, gladden in this evening the hearts of thy people. Visit him in thy favor and in thy love, as well as those that cannot gather with us, also in hospitals and institutions, and where that they are, let thyself not unwitnessed, but look down from heaven in mercy and in compassion. Give an heart to acknowledge also these parents who have received their daughter again out of the hospital. Make it further well, sanctify all those ways to the heart of that daughter and also for the parents too. Supply the manifold needs and wants of all the widows and orphans and widowers, and comfort those who are uncomforted, and take away everything that is an hindrance to hear thy word in this evening. Strengthen also him who will speak few words in this evening, and lighten him by thy spirit. Strengthen him by thy divine power, and that he was looking for nothing else than for the honor of thy precious name, and for the welfare of sin, with the pardoning of all our iniquities, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 209. Your offering will now be taken for our school. To God for help will I repair, to God will I direct my prayer, and surely he will answer me, his great salvation I shall see. Number 209.
my best quote is written in is in the Gospel of Matthew, the 26th chapter, verse 74. These words, then began to curse and swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately got killed. This part. We read, beloved congregation, by the Prophet Isaiah, that Christ has said, I have trodden the winepress alone, and not one of the nations was with me. The disciples, especially the disciples, never had realized the content, the meaning of that word that was spoken by the evangelist of Brahms. But of course, the time came that they have realized
tears and with much sorrow in their heart, but also with joy in their soul. There were several circumstances which had aggravated the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, that the disciples were sleeping in the Garden of Gethsemane. They have promised Christ to help him, to stand by him, and now in his agony, he found them sleeping. In the second place, that Judas, one of his disciples, had betrayed him with a kiss. Christ, he knows, of course, all the time what was coming upon him. But the realization of it, that was enough a reason of a bitter grief for the suffering Savior. And then it was also aggravated that even Peter, that he did not understand anything of his mediatorial work, that he loved Christ with all his heart. There is not any doubt about that, people. No. But still, his actions were so wrong, especially when he took that sword and where he cut off the ear of Malchus. And then another thing that had aggravated the suffering of Christ, that was, of course, that they have to hire false witnesses for him. Never and ever that had taken place in this world. And now Christ himself, he is the faithful witness. So he declares himself in the revelation unto John at the island of Patmos. And while he was standing there for Caiaphas, and standing later on for Pilate, then they hired false witnesses. What an awful thing must it be for the Lord Jesus Christ. But then also and especially that Peter, who was always the first amongst the disciples and apostles, that man denied his Lord and his Master. And you know, in the first place, Christ had warned that man. Christ told him what would happen, but he did not believe it. And then there was another thing. Christ had not asked Peter to follow him to the hall of Caiaphas. Christ had taught him to pray and lead us not into temptation. But of course, we have to realize, people, that Peter followed the Lord Jesus because he had so much love for him in his heart. There was laid between Christ and Peter such a tie that never could be broken. And of course, if you have cut open his heart, then you had found there the love to Christ in his soul. And of course, he had realized that Christ was in a serious condition. Because he knew the last days, the enmity of the people that came against him. 3 days before, they all cried, Hosanna, Hosanna. But now it was so different. There was a time that the whole world was behind Christ, but now the whole world that came against him. And of course, it was the love that there was in the heart of that Peter that he followed his Master. And of course, you can well realize he would follow him even into death. That was the intention of his heart. That was the purpose of his soul. But nevertheless, he came to a place where it was so dangerous for him. And then, of course, there was not some of the other disciples He took care that Petrus came into the hall of Caiaphas. Some say it was Judas, and some other ones say it must be John. But of course, we cannot prove it. Thus, we will not say more about it. But while we read in the Bible that another disciple, he took care that Peter could also come into the hall and to be a witness of what took place there. And now his desire, you can realize, that was not to stand in the front, no. But I can imagine that he would only stand there alone in the corner and to look, to have both of his eyes upon that Christ. For 3 years he had looked to him. For 3 years. And he was never tired of it. Never. And he had seen so many times the King in his beauty. He would see him again now. But what a great disappointment. Oh, he had desired that nobody would talk to him, pay any attention to him. But there was soon one that came to him and that looked to him, because the girl, she saw that he was a stranger, and she thought that this was one that must belong to him. And maybe he is coming in here as a spy to look to all that to take place here. And as he said, you belong to him, to that person that was standing there. And then, of course, it starts. Oh, you would say, it was though nothing for the people to say yes. Yes. I am not ashamed to say here that I belong to him. Because there was a time in my life that he had taken my heart. And he had received my heart for 100%. And the same as that I think about him at first, so I think about him at the present time. And much more, because John the Baptist, he said, he must increase and I must decrease. And that same that was in the heart of that Peter. But of course, of course, it was so different. He denied it, that he did not know the man. And later on, then he said it, that he did know the man with an oath to give that other girl an impression that he had nothing to do with him. I don't know the man. You would say, how was it possible? How was it possible? But of course, for a moment, the Lord leave that man over to himself. He was for a moment as in the hand of the devil there. Christ, he had said it as I have read to you this evening, to sift him as the wheat. That it was. And then there were other people that stood by and that said to him, surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayed you thee. And there was another one that said, I have seen you with him in the garden. You can well try to deny it that you have nothing to do with that man, but we have seen you and your speech that make it clear enough, because your dialect that is the same as the people that comes from that far Galilee. And of course, there are so many points, people, in the Bible, even in this history, that we can realize the difference that there always is between a hypocrite and a real child of God. There was here a difference. I come back soon to what I have said before, of course. But there was such a great difference between Peter and Judas. In the first place, Peter was surprised by an offense. Judas betrayed Christ on purpose. Peter, he never went to the hall of Caiaphas with that intention to deny his master. Never. That never came up in his mind. At the bottom of his heart, and he hated it. Really, he hated it. But that was with Judas so different. Another thing, Peter, when he came in the hall of Caiaphas, he came alone. There was no one with him. Judas came not alone. No. He had a great multitude with him, a great band of soldiers, and scribes and priests and Pharisees. And Peter, he fell into sin out of fear for the enemies and of the weakness of his heart. Not so with Judas. The purpose of Judas in betraying the Lord Jesus Christ, that was dirty. That was for a filthy prophet. And Peter was in the sifter of the wheat of the devil, but Judas, he was in the power of the devil. And if you are now an hypocrite, then you are trying to change your voice. Not Peter. No. He never had tried to change his voice. But even there in the hall of Caiaphas, then he was talking as that he always talked, with that same dialect. He had not done anything to change it. But a wonderful thing, people. But nevertheless, the sin of Peter was awful, because he denied their Christ, and then he did it with an oath. And the Bible tells us in that text this evening, then began he to curse and to swear. But Peter's life was before that he was converted, we don't know. We don't know. However, we have well evidences in the Bible that the disciples who were called by the Lord and converted, that it had taken place in their early, in their young days. In their young days. That means something. Most of the time, there can happen something special and exceptions, of course, but as a rule, then the Lord calls men to the ministry when they are young and in the power of their life. We have to examine next week two men again in our churches in the West, the Lord willing. But both are not so young more. And we hope that the Lord give light and understanding in that serious matter. But I believe it is a great blessing if the Lord called people when they are young, that they can spend their whole life in the service of the Lord. Thus Peter, he was a young man, as the same as all those other ones, who were called by the Lord as an apostle. And we know for sure that even that they were vexed inwardly with all those awful things, but that there well never came one word, one wrong word of curse out of their lips. No. They have hated that, because if the Lord comforted us and he put his fear in our heart, then we hate sin and we have a desire to walk in the ways of the Lord and to honor his name. And now he began to curse that man. Before he said in John 6, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. In Matthew 16, then he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And now he said, I don't know the man. I don't know the man. Oh, people, if the Lord one moment gives us over to ourselves, we never can tell where we come. And you can realize out of this history, if the Lord had not stopped the devil, And he had not stopped Peter. Then Peter that had worked himself in hell immediately. Then it was a lost case for that man. If the Lord not takes care for his own work, from minute to minute, and from hour to hour, and day to day, where would we come? We have not to sit in the top of the tree and on the housetop, no. But if you ask where is our place, then you have to answer in dust and ashes. And never thinking anything of ourselves, but walking through this world all the time with that impression that the almighty hand of the Lord had to uphold us and had to strengthen us. Oh, Peter, he was inconsiderate when Christ had warned him. Oh, he thought, I can well help myself. I can well take care for myself. The Lord, he is so afraid of me. But he could not believe that there were a reason to be afraid for him. And of course that was because he was leaning upon his own strength there. And he had no idea about the awful temptation of the devil. If he had realized it more, oh, then he never had come in the hall of Caiaphas. And even when he had come there, but that other disciple that said to him, come, we go into the hall, then he had said, no, I have now seen enough, I go now back. But no, that Peter, he was leaning upon his own strength. And another thing, he must break his legs. He must break his legs. To become a minister in the church soon, that the Lord would use to a blessing even in our days. And now we have such a clear proof in the Bible that the Lord never leaves, that the Lord never forsakes his people, but that he takes care for them. And that all that people lays before the Lord that he takes care for, that he made intercession for him, because I have prayed for thee, that your faith not fail. And it is so necessary, people, in our life, for you and for me, that all the time that prayer is going up to heaven, but we find in number 60, to thee I lift my soul. In thee my trust repose. My God, oh, put me not to shame before triumphant foes. Number 61 and 2. and never forsakes his people. And you read in Jeremiah 31, I have loved thee with love eternal. And how unfaithful that a people will be. The Lord is faithful forever and ever for all his dear people. There happens two things to bring Peter to the right place again. Because that man, there was not one man in the Bible who was so short under the censor of the Lord as Peter. So short. What happens in the first place? And immediately, the cock crew, immediately. Was that now so special? Yes. Not otherwise. Because on the farm when we are living, and when we have chickens, we hear them so early in the morning already. But now here it was something special. That cock, that crew, that was a preaching, that was a call from the Lord. And what was greater miracle than that cock crew? What was greater miracle? That Peter understood it. That he understood it. Oh, people, the Lord can speak so powerfully, but that we not understand it. We have so many warnings in our life, but do we understand it? Goes it into our heart, people, bears it fruit. But here by that dear child, immediately, because the Holy Spirit came in with it. And he made that Peter that he observed, that he did realize it. And immediately. But above all things, people, above all things, in a second, the Lord Jesus, he turned himself to Peter. He turned himself to Peter. And then he was not saying any word to him, but only he looked to him. Oh, his eyes are as a flame. He looks to him. And as soon as that happens, that Christ was looking to him, a look of love to that Peter who has fallen so deep. But an evidence and a proof, oh Peter, what you have done. And how that you had aggravated my suffering now. To deny me, to curse, to swear, to call unto the Lord for your condemnation. Because Peter, yes, there, that the Lord cast him in hell. So far it goes then. So far it goes, but at the other end, O Peter, he sinned with his mouth and lips, but in his heart remains the love to the Lord Jesus Christ. Judas, he go to his own place. He never had any regret of what he had done towards the Christ. He had well regret about his sin, but that he had sinned against the Lord, he had no regret at all. No tears of death came ever in his eyes. But that was different with Peter. And oh, what a comfort. He was deep in the hall of Caiaphas, that Peter. He was as I would say it this evening, he was as in the den of the lion. But oh, the Lord delivered his people out of it. As Daniel of old was delivered, so the Lord delivered his dear children. He delivered his people out of the snares of the devil because, and he went out, said the Bible, and he wept bitterly, bitterly. Oh, that meant that was nothing else as tears. Nothing else as tears. What he had done, that came back to him. And it was crying in his heart so awful that his heart, that was totally bruised, that was totally rent. His heart that was as devoured of all that grief and sorrow. Oh, what have I done? What have I done? Maybe an unpardonable sin now. Maybe I now cut off forever and forever. That the Lord never and ever would look unto me and gave me over to myself. He went out. Oh, people, God's children, they come out of it. God's children, they come out of it. Here we have a proof. In the words of our text, and he wept bitterly. Oh, if that now was, if you could not now buy that for $1 million this evening, could I place your name on the list for it? I think there is some that will say yes. Oh, there is people that is them in the trouble that they say, oh Lord, I know where I have to come, but oh, it seems that I go farther and farther and farther and farther. Sometime, oh, is it in your heart the same thing, people? Sometime, they would well jump to heaven and then say to the Lord, Lord, grant me now that privilege that I was nothing else than tears to bemoan the greatness of my sin and of my transgressions. He went out and he wept bitterly. One of our old riders, he said, maybe that Peter that lay someplace in the woods to cry there. Oh, because God's people, convinced by the Holy Spirit, that is all looking for secluded places. They are glad that they can be alone, and then to pour out their heart entirely before the Lord. not to cover and to hide some things, but to come out of it before the Lord and to confess all that they have done. An hypocrite is minimizing sin. God's people is aggravating sin. God's people shall not minimize it. But there are people that would say, oh, there is not one in the world the same as I am. I was reading this week one of the letters of the late Reverend Ledeboer. And he said in one of his letters that he was the wretched of all men in the world because, he said, my whole life that was in denying of the Lord Jesus Christ. My whole life. That what he was thinking about himself. And if he now come back to our cellar, really, what would we say then this evening? We have no right mind where to speak and where to be silent. We don't know. We don't know it, people. That was the reason that David, the man after God's own heart, that he said in Psalm 19, the last verse, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, now I am surprised about myself. Is there now one even? Tis always every evening with some upon your shoulders that keep you down. Then this and then that, tis all the time. And then you would well as ask yourself, for what cause I am here in the world, for what? Because you read in Isaiah 43 that the Lord said, I have formed this people that they bring forth my praise. But what is now to the result? And when shall the Lord be praised and be honored? Only when we glorify Christ as the way, the life, and the truth. When we honor him as the only foundation of our eternal salvation. When we are meditating upon him day and night all the time of our life. What is now our life, people? What is our life? We are not here this evening to minimize the sin of Peter. No. Let us never forget a bitter drop in the cup of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter was devoured, but Christ was ook niet devoured. Christ's heart was also rent when that took place. one of his dearest disciples, and then to deny, I don't know the man. I'm standing in no connection with him. I have nothing to do with him. Can you realize what a sharp arrow was driven through the heart of that surety and mediator of the church? And there he had experienced again, I have trodden the winepress only, and none of the nations was with me. Wanting, people, wanting. It, all the suffering of Christ, it had never made him discouraged. No. No. You read in the Bible, by the prophet Isaiah, that the Lord declares there, for the Lord God will help me, therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. But an example in the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a wonderful experience, people. Christ never look unto Judas, but he look well to his dear self, Peter. And from and out of that bleeding Savior was going out such a strength and power and love that the Sanhedrin, that all the devils in hell could not break the love towards Christ and Peter, and the love towards Peter and Christ, because that he wept bitterly, that was a result of that love of God that was poured out in his heart. If you have no love, you cannot weep bitterly. It is impossible. And now the question for you and me. I say this evening, we are not standing to minimize the sin of Peter, but I am ook not standing here to cast stones upon Peter. No. Because if we come to ourselves, people, young and old, great and small, what would we say this evening? Oh, Peter, you have denied Christ 3 times. But how many times that I have denied him, I don't know. That is more than 30, more than 300. That shall well more than 3,000. There is no end to it. So many times that I have denied that Christ, we deny him, then we reject him also in this evening. Congregation, and bleeding, a suffering Christ is placed before us in this evening. He is standing in our midst with stretched out arms. Look unto me, all the ends of the world, and be saved. And notwithstanding the weather, the Lord had not given in this evening an opportunity to come together. And, oh, really, If he think what man is then of them, he always have not to say what a wonder that there is not some people that come back. And that will not sit under the word of God. Oh, my dear friends, appreciate the mercy of the Lord to bring you here in this evening, to bring you here. Because for the world is time enough and then everything can. And even when the snow then was so high as that church here, there must well happen something special that they shall cancel it. And if they have to cancel many things, then they are cursing and swearing and mad unto the Lord. Yeah. And that the Lord gave us the privilege to come here and to hear that gospel in this evening proclaimed unto us. Oh, really, I hope from the bottom of my heart, included myself, that we came here with an inwardly desire in this evening. And that we could say, Lord, there's now the best place in my life where I can come. And that is to thy house. If it is the right people in our heart and the church, that is our house. That is our house. And if it is not our house, then it is not so good. No. If we have our life in the world, then that stay and that shall never change. Oh, what a bad, what an awful future laid in for us people. There is in the world no satisfaction. You know what there is in the world? Ruination, that is all that there is. And there is nothing that ever can fill our heart, people. No. Calls all to us, 'tis not with me. And I hope that the Lord work in your heart if it was not so. That as David said in Psalm 27, one thing I have desired, to dwell in the house of the Lord, and to dwell long to stay in the tents of wickedness. And if we have something of that life in our heart, and something of that love of Christ in our soul. Oh, people, what a lesson we have to learn in our life. First, never to think anything about ourselves. Oh, no, people, no. Be still and know that I am God. Trust not in yourself and in anything that is of yourself. We cannot stand on our own feet one moment. No. We can have such intention sometime in our heart. And there another moment we lay that on the floor. We lay down. But oh, that our soul also may live careful, circumspectively, to walk before the Lord. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. Blessed is that man. And children of God in my midst, we are deniers time and again. Deniers of Christ. But all that same privilege was given unto us. And he went out and wept bitterly. All that the Lord in his love looks upon us. That we may leave this place this evening with that humble prayer, Lord, please. Look unto me. Look unto me. As that you did unto the Peter. O Lord, I am not worthy. I am not worthy that you ever will do it. But, oh Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groanings are not hid from thee. Amen. Lord, bless this word that we were privileged to speak in this evening for some moments in the midst of the congregation. That we acknowledge thy name, that thou hast blessed us to bring us here together. Could be so different. But we have not received still that opportunity to come in the house of worship to hear thy precious word. Sanctify and apply it to our hearts. Oh, in this coming night that we meditated between the Lord and our soul. And that we have something of that sorrow in our heart, as a dear disciple received. Be with us further in the further part of this day and week, and prepare us for the next Sabbath day, if it can please thee in thy counsel. Lord, open the way that we can see one another's face. In the land of living and under the preaching and reading of thy precious word, and grant unto us as a look, as that Peter received in his life. Oh, he never had forgotten what had taken place, because he can well realize every time that the cock crew, oh, that there came well tears in his eyes, and that he said, oh Lord, what have I done? Because our sins accompanied us till the last minute of our life here in this world. Oh, that is what they have to bear with them. Till that they shall give up the ghost and die, and then everlasting joy that shall be upon their faces. Lord, hear us and be with us in the congregation. And the whole consistory, remember each and every one with all the sick and afflicted. For Christ's sake only, amen. We sing now number 140, the last stanza. Broken, humble to the dust, by thy wrath and judgment just. Let my contrite heart rejoice, and in gladness hear thy voice. From my sins, O hide thy face, blot them out in boundless grace. Number 140, the last stanza. the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.